26 Limerick children will find out this morning that they've received no offer of a second level school place for next September. Under Limerick City's unique CAO style common application system, offers were posted to families yesterday and are due to arrive in homes this morning. However, amid unprecedented demand this year, RTE News has learned that applications in relation to 26 children have been rejected because the city schools are at capacity. Let's speak now to our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. Emma, tell us more about what's happened in Limerick.
Well, yes, Gavin, in any Limerick household, really, that has a child in sixth class, this morning is likely to be a very anxious one, because this is the morning that offers should arrive. They were posted yesterday. You mentioned this city's unique CAO-style centralised entry system, and that means that all of the schools in the city collaborate and they all make their offers at the same time, and that time is today. Unfortunately, 26 families, 26 12-year-olds will be disappointed. They'll receive no offer, and that's because the city's schools have reached full capacity. Now, the problem was initially even greater. There were 70 children initially, around 70, without a school place, but that was whittled down when around 44 additional places were created in recent days. Now, that's one city, but this is of wider interest because it's likely to be reflective of the situation elsewhere. We know that the Department of Education warned Pascal Donoghue recently of what they called significant challenges this year in ensuring sufficient school places for September right across the country, especially at post-primary level. And this morning, as I say, we're seeing the impact of this very clearly in one city, and families unfortunately feeling it.
So what's caused this pressure in the system this year?
Nationally, there is a demographic bulge that has been moving up through the education system in recent years. Now, on top of that, we also have 1,000 Ukrainian children who will be making that transfer from primary into first year and second level this year. Now, the Department of Education says that this bulge is going to peak in the next year or two, so numbers at that stage will start dropping. It should be said, Gavin, that the kernel of this story is actually a good news one, because we're lucky to have such a large young population. But of course, all those young people, they need schools to go to. Separately in Limerick, the pressure in city schools is being augmented by large numbers of applications to city schools from children who are in the rural hinterland around the city. And you'll hear now Owen Shinners, who's chair of the Limerick Principal and Deputy Principals Association, talking about this.
We have a lot of applications this year coming from outside the Limerick city area. So these typically would be students living outside of the city who may have access or right of entry into a school that's more local to them in terms of where they're living. So in some cases, you might find a pattern where students who have been offered a place in a school in Limerick City may very well opt to choose another school outside of the common application system, and that's likely to free up spaces in other schools. The department have been informed about the capacity issues. Time will tell from that point of view, but I'm sure there will be discussions with the department should we have a situation where these 26 students, or some of them, aren't or don't receive a place in a school.
That's Owen Shinners, Principal of Limerick Educate Together Secondary School. Emma O'Kelly, our education correspondent, still with us. Emma, what about the children who won't get places? I mean, presumably this will happen throughout the country, but what about these 26 children in Limerick?
Well, Gavin, this system, ironically, was introduced 17 years ago at the request of the then Minister, Noel Dempsey, and it was introduced when it emerged that some schools in the city were taking in children from outside its boundaries, and basically children within the city were being excluded as a result of pressures. But unfortunately, it seems that the city has a similar situation arising again. The 26 families and children in question, they will receive no letter today. They will unfortunately receive a letter of rejection tomorrow. Those letters are being posted, I think, today. Now, this is obviously a matter for the authorities. On the website, those families are asked to contact the local education welfare officer with TUSLA, but clearly places will have to be found for these children and for children in similar situations around the country.
Emma, thank you. That's our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.